Hey everyone, Carlos here. First, I wanted to say thanks for downloading this live episode. I know it kind of breaks away from the ongoing story, but a lot of you guys contacted us and told us you wanted to listen to it, so here it is. If you were at the live show, thank you for coming out and supporting us with your laughter. We really do appreciate it. Second, and probably most important, we have t-shirts! If you follow us on Twitter, you might have seen me tease a design for this. For those of you that are driving or not near a computer, let me paint you a word picture of what it looks like. Imagine if a punk or 80s hair metal band made a t-shirt with all inside references to the Dungeon Rats. Picture Kanos' hand, the broken mirror, Bugfly's pan flute. Hell, even Hank makes an appearance here. Visit thedungeonrats.threadless.com and check out what we got. Again, thedungeonrats.threadless.com. You can order them in different colors or styles. I personally like softball tee, but hey, to each his own. If you order one, snap a photo of yourself wearing it and send it to us on Twitter. I need constant reassurance that I'm making cool stuff, guys. You don't understand. I need reassurance. And speaking of Twitter, the entire cast is on there and we're very active. So if you got questions or just want to shoot us a message, please, please, please do. We also make special announcements on there all the time. I think we're actually going to have our first giveaway soon, so check that out too. Oh, and I'm still giving away free stickers and buttons if you do a review on iTunes or your favorite Android app. We don't advertise or anything, so word of mouth and these reviews really help us get more people into the podcast. For those listening to this message in the future, thinking, this episode came out months ago, they can't possibly have anything left, wrong. If you're listening to this, then I'm still mailing them out, so don't worry. I will take this message down the second we run out, so email me at thedungeonrats@gmail.com and I'll send you out some free stuff. Okay, enough announcements. I'm proud to present The Dungeon Rats. First, live show.
Pat was just looking at pictures of his dog.
Yeah, it's all
his dog is really cute.
It's adorable.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. Today, the Court of Crowns is honored to have our guardians here with us to observe their monsters, plot twists, magic items, and everything else they can think of to destroy the vermin of Naporia. As you, brave guardians, entered into the portal chamber. Woo! I'm on my game.
No edits.
Sorry.
Let's take that again. As you, brave guardians, entered into the portal chamber, I asked you to tell me what keeps you up at night. Those things are here in my scrolls, and soon they will shake the dungeon rats at the core of their very being. But first, here is what you need to know. If you are caught up on all of our transmissions through the portal, know that today we are not continuing the story where it was left off. Rather, we are shifting time in a way that is only convenient right now when the guardians are here with us in the portal. Please don't pay too much mind to it, because if you do, it would totally ruin our whole story and narrative. So, just don't think about it. Four, the dungeon rats are murderers. They have killed the former king, queen, and maybe even the princess of our fine kingdom of Naporia. As punishment, they were sent to the endless dungeon to torture them until they finally succumb to its dark magic. The scum of Naporia are currently in a large ceremonial chamber. On one end of the chamber is an altar, one that appears empty and unused. On the other, a large statue of a were-rat, and in its hand sits a large staff with a red crystal top, one that glimmers in the firelight. And through the center of the chamber is a pond, one of stagnant water. Now, Rhoda, Gilf, and Beauregard are cleaning up after dinner, while Daryl and Bugfly continue to set up camp.
Hey, Bugfly.
Yeah?
Do you ever just, like, you know, really look into yourself deeply and just, like, try to, like, analyze your skill sets and, like, what kind of, like, features you have to yourself?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do that all the time. That's actually how I wake up. Every morning, I'm like, Bugfly, who are you?
Yeah, I did that, and I, like, wrote it all down on a piece of paper, but, like, I forgot it somewhere, so I'm going to go grab that real quick.
No, I'm going to find it. Oh. All right.
Wait, where is he going right now?
I don't
know.
You know, he never carries his weight when we're cleaning up after camp.
Yeah, he always disappears. He always disappears at the right time, apparently.
As Daryl approaches the corner of the chamber, he hears a scream.
Oh, no.
What?
What's that?
What?
Sorry, I was just pulling my weight over here.
You look terrified right now.
Yeah, you're shaking. What's up?
I think I just got so into cleaning up, I screamed a blood-curdling scream that didn't even sound like it was from myself.
But your mouth didn't move.
Wow, I'm so good at ventriloquism. What another skill. I'll write it. Hold on, I have to write that down. Someone screamed. Okay, that's what I'll just say.
Okay. I was thinking about that the entire time.
Yeah.
But then I thought, hey, he has been practicing with puppets a lot lately. Maybe he got really good.
You saw that? Oh, God.
Yeah, you stay up real late and you start talking to yourself.
It's beautiful.
It's a work in progress.
I thought you were praying, and then I looked closer, and it's just puppets of you over and over again.
It's a form of prayer. I mean, prayer comes in many forms.
Yeah. Puppets. Puppet prayer.
Puppet prayer.
I've heard of it.
What did the scream sound like?
Yeah, was it like a guttural scream or like a me scream?
Daryl, roll perception.
Why are none of these out there? 13.
It was a loud scream.
I'm just telling you, describe it better.
Look, yeah. I can describe it better. It was so clear to me. The detail would take a millennia to get through, but I'll summarize it for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It was like super loud.
Oh. Just like volume wise, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no other descriptions.
You know, just like here's like one scream. Ah!
Oh, okay.
It was like louder than that.
Does it sound like someone needs help? Because Beauregard is just pushing them aside and moving towards the source of the scream right now.
Okay, so would I be able to tell if it was a help scream or like I'm attacking you scream?
It was a help scream.
Oh, someone needs someone's help. Maybe not specifically us, but... Nope, okay.
Beauregard's
on it.
Do you think that whoever needs help was a boy that wants me to rescue him?
I don't know, but I'm following Beauregard just in case.
Yeah, and I'm going to follow him just in super case.
I'm following Gilf because obviously.
I'm going to go up front so I can have dibs.
So we're all in a conga line right now.
Yep.
Yeah, like with Rhoda pushing herself to the front.
Yeah.
Beauregard's like elbowing to get dibs. He wants dibs too.
Rhoda, roll an intelligence check.
20.
Oh!
I've been known to be very smart.
As you examine the room, you see a small cat sitting at the foot of the statue.
Oh, hello, little puss-puss.
The cat screams.
I don't want it. And I run to the back.
Wait, the cat is screaming a human scream?
Yes.
No.
That's not right.
No.
That's
not right.
That is messed up.
I am so, Daryl is so like overwhelmed by what just happened. He takes out his possum emblem and he casts Turn the Faithless on it just out of, you know, just like, oh, reveal yourself. Either ye be cute or ye be terrifying. Choose one.
It pings undead.
Oh. Oh, also, Turn the Faith. That's not what Turn the Faith is.
Oh, damn it.
Thank you, Patrick.
I didn't bring my player's handbook, and we're not going to look up rules while we're up here.
Okay.
Just roll with it.
Is it like a cat that looks like it's in pain?
Wait, does that kill undead?
No.
Because that cat is dead now.
Well, is that what we're going with?
I don't know.
If that's Turn the Faithless.
Oh, I just killed a cat.
I will just say in my notes, that cat is undead. So whatever your spell does to an undead cat just happened.
It does zero to undead.
Oh, well, then the cat's
absolutely
cool.
Nothing.
Then the cat is fine.
Oh, sounds great. Good.
Is the cat upset?
Yes, the cat is very upset.
Okay, well, Bellegarde would go to it and be like, yeah. It's okay.
Bellegarde, that's kitty. Your perfect mate.
Yeah, it's like a human entrapped inside a cat's body.
That it may not be human. It may just be enchanted.
Oh, it's like you, because you're an elf trapped in an orc body. You guys are kindred spirits.
It's exactly like
perhaps
that.
Even replacing your cat, Redemption, which I will gladly adopt if you are done with
Redemption's
it.
Redemption's right here.
Yes, please give me it. No. You have a new cat. You no. have a new cat that fits you better.
I don't think you understand how cats work. Cats work where if you have more cats, it's better.
Oh, okay.
So, Bellegarde, are you picking up this cat?
I am picking up this cat.
Roll animal handling.
Oh. A 23.
Oh. Oh.
Man, you really know how to handle your cats,
wow.
man.
Wow. I've never seen a cat dance so well.
It looks so comfortable, like it knows you.
Well, this is where cats belong, don't you, kittens? Yes, you do. Wow.
The kitty yes. burrows into your chest.
Oh, well, wait, like...
Like aliens?
Yeah, wait. No, like in a good way. Like in a good way. It puts its little head into a little nook in your arm.
Nuzzles? Burrows is a very different thing.
And use your correct words. Oh, good kid. So they seem happy? Does
it seems
Redemption...
to have relaxed, but it's only focused on you.
How does Redemption feel about this new cat?
Redemption is watching it. Cautiously.
It's okay. We'll just get another litter box. It's fine.
Just don't feed it, though. If you feed it, you have to feed it forever.
Yeah, that's how cats work. Yeah.
It's not a gremlin.
What?
Not a gremlin.
What's a gremlin? Oh, the midnight? Yeah, don't get it wet either.
I approach Bellegarde's cat, and I'm going to roll animal handling to see, like, what's up? What's wrong with you? where is that? Okay. 12.
As you approach the cat, you notice it is looking angrily at that statue of the were-rat.
Did that statue hurt you? What did that statue do to you? You tell me.
I don't think cats talk.
You tell me.
No. Yeah, they just scream like apparently.
Well, wait. Bugfly, I think you're what? Asking the right questions to the wrong thing. I turn to the statue. What are you? What did it? Did this cat hurt you? What's going on here? Explain yourself, statue.
Where have you been?
I'm gonna roll an investigation on that statue. 17.
At the bottom of the statue, you see a plaque that says, "I have no fear of time." Because the Rod of Breetooth is mine.
Guys, there's a really long sentence on the bottom of this plaque right here.
What is it, Gil?
This guy had a lot to say about time, and he wrote it down on this plaque here.
Oh.
Back to the cat!
Back to the cat! that doesn't matter.
Gil starts petting the cat that Bellegarde has.
Maybe the cat is thirsty. I'm going to go scoop up some of the water from the ponds. And
the stagnant pond?
Toss it at the cat.
As you stick your hands into the pond, you see that it is full of some sort of fish.
Hello, fish.
Like, are they dead?
Yeah. Are those fish alive?
Are they swimming around?
The fish are swimming around, and they seem to be multiplying.
Why did we eat two when we could have eaten this fish?
Guys, these fish are really creeping me out.
Yeah.
Here.
Wait, they're birthing and growing to full fish right in front of us.
They're like just it's splitting. They're
like
splitting.
Like cells.
Yes.
Like mitosis.
No. What? What?
It's what happens when my toes are too close together. And I split them apart. That's what mitosis
is. The fish continue to split. They're splitting so quickly that there seems to not be any water left in this pond. Oh. It's nothing but fish.
They should have thought about that population control or
something. Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Bad
Normally
fish
they
government.
Grow enough to fill the tank, and that's it. Then they'll stop growing. These
Guys,
are
these fish are overflowing right now.
We'll catch them. We'll make it into two.
I'm going to investigate the fish to see if I understand if I've seen these fish before. 12.
You have, but you can't remember where.
You guys!
What is it, Bugfly?
These fish are familiar.
Okay, well, tell us more.
Familial fish.
Yeah, they exist in the world. And I've seen them. And
That's
I've seen
really
them.
Good, Bugfly.
Thank you so much, Rona.
You're so smart.
You're so smart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The fish continue to multiply. They are coming out of the pond. They are starting to fill the room.
Can they walk? Or?
Is this just going to keep happening?
I think so.
Oh, God.
Is that really that much of a threat if there's just fish in the room?
The fish, I mean.
That's true, Balagard.
Can we just eat them?
Yeah.
Can
what?
We
just eat?
I'm just going to grab a fish and bite it.
I'm going to start a fire.
Oh, no.
Let's just have fish.
I'm just going to bite this fish.
Raised very differently around here.
I'll get some sticks.
I rolled a 17 strength to grab a fish and bite it.
Nice.
You pick up a fish and you bite it.
Just like my father. He's a weird dude. I'm never going to be him, okay?
Okay, Gilf, we need to explore that
I'm
at some point.
I'm not eating fish heads, okay? I'm not hitting on women that are twice younger than my age. Twice under my age.
Gilf, I think you just need to settle down for
a
second.
No, I love my mom, and he should still love my mom.
And that, oh boy.
You are so agitated right now.
I'm sorry. It's a fish head.
I'm going to pick up a bunch of the fish. In an armful, and I'm going to take them over to the altar and, like, line them all up so I can chop all their heads off with my axe.
Wow. Okay.
That's such a bad idea.
Roll animal handling, and then roll to hit.
What's Rhoda doing right now?
I don't know.
Invoking a fish demon.
19 and 16.
With ease, you pick up an armful of fish. You lay them one by one across the altar. You pull out your axe and you chop off all of their heads.
Dang.
Little fish heads.
Yeah.
Roly poly fish heads.
Look, guys.
Yeah.
It's a fish sacrifice.
I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Just Rhoda.
14.
You are suddenly filled with a crippling self-doubt about the actions you just made.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Rhoda, you're so sad. Why?
These were all my future boyfriends.
Wait,
These are fish.
No.
These are just
Sweetie,
fish.
Just fish.
No, they were going to be mine. They were the only thing that was ever going to love me.
I know it. I'm just going to, like, pat her. I don't know.
I'm going to try to put the fish heads back
No,
together.
No, don't
do that. No, they're dead. They're gone.
Bugfly, fix them.
No, I...
Mend them.
I just, like, eat a fish head.
No.
I don't know. Is this right? Harry.
That was Harry.
Don't name him.
You've named them all already?
Don't
ask questions.
Okay, I'm
so
sorry.
Attached.
The heart wants what the heart wants, Garrel.
And all their hearts wanted me.
What else is in the room? So we had the pond. We have the statue and the cat. Wasn't there like one other thing?
Did the statue was holding a rod in its hands.
Oh, interesting. Is that important?
Maybe. No. I did describe it in detail.
It is not that important. No.
Wait a second,
don't
guys.
Don't touch it. I don't care.
Wait a second, guys. I know Rhoda is getting a lot of attention right now, but what about this rod?
What is that rod?
I run over to the rod, and I'll do a little inspection on it.
When did that rod get there?
Rod was the name of my fourth fish boyfriend.
I'm, like, gnawing on it.
Investigation of 12.
You think about what the plaque said. You look at this rod. Time.
Wait a second. Okay.
Oh.
So the sentence was long.
Go on.
And the rod is also long. They're tied somehow together.
Ooh. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm on board.
I think I'm supposed to...
Bring it home.
I literally don't remember anything that was said about the thing.
Yeah, it was something about a plaque, and it was really long.
I'm going to grab the rod.
Do it. I'm going to give
it a boost. You grab the rod. You hold on to it, and everything seems to slow down.
Yeah.
Does he slow down?
Roll perception.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Not Daryl. Oh, okay. Daryl, everything for you seems to have slowed down.
8.
He's taken an awful long time to grab that rod.
Hey, dude. Hey, how long are you going to be? You just pull it down.
Daryl, just grab it.
Just go ahead and grab it.
Just grab it.
So wait, they seem to have slowed down too. Like, it feels like everything is in slow-mo, right?
To you, everything feels very slow.
Okay.
So cool. To Daryl, Rhoda's like, Daryl, my boyfriend.
This rod.
Wait,
is
what is going on?
Wait,
so cool.
What?
Finally, I'll have real sorcery powers.
And you think to yourself, I could stand up here and hold this rod all day. I never need to go to bed. I could just do it one more time. Just touch the rod one more time.
I think he needs help.
I definitely think he's like having a stroke.
Yeah,
or something.
I'm gonna
like
grab the rod. I don't know what your deal is, dude.
He's fine.
What are you rolling?
I'm rolling sleight of hand.
To take the rod?
Sleight of hand to take the rod, and I rolled a 7.
Okay, so you jump up next to your friend Daryl.
Yeah.
Suddenly, he seems to be moving in real time while everyone else is moving very slowly.
What the hell, Bugfly?
What's your deal,
no,
man?
No, this is like my thing. Everyone else had a thing, like someone like was playing with the cat, and then
what?
The Rhoda married all the fish or something, and then like I was
she
the
was
rod
just
guy.
Mourning the fish. No, you were taking so long. I thought you needed help. You were like the slowest.
I don't know if that's true. Look at all these slow pokes.
Whoa, look at Gilf move.
Hey, I'm just walking regular like I normally walk.
So slow.
Hey, don't make fun of me. I'm a little pigeon toed, but that doesn't... Okay.
I would help, but I probably would do such a bad job.
As you say that, Rhoda, you noticed that pond, it's nothing but fish now. In fact, the fish have moved throughout the entire floor of the chamber. And they continue to fill it.
Are they at their feet right now?
Yeah, they're slapping you in the ankles.
Oh, God.
Still not a threat, though. Right? It's like... Here you go. There you go, kittens. I mean, it's disturbing, but...
Oh, that's awesome.
Someone is so scared of fish.
If we were afraid of fish, but right now they're really like, I can kill one, I can kill two, I can kill a lot of fish.
But are they dying?
Are you killing fish right now?
Sure.
With each fish you kill, Rhoda feels more and more despair.
Look, it's fine. It's fine. The cats need to eat.
No, I needed love.
You can't love them all, Rhoda.
And they can all love me, maybe.
No, there's like a million? No, there's a lot of fish. You can't love all these fish.
I know. I can't do anything.
Aww. Oh, Rhoda.
I'll give...
Can I'm I, so bad.
Can I roll to give Rhoda a hug?
Sure.
That's going to be a 6.
As you walk towards Rhoda, you slip on a fish and you fall.
Oh, my God.
Of the fish are slapping you in the face, dealing you 3 damage.
What?
Look out for the fish.
I didn't think that would do anything, but there you are. Nose bleeding, looking like an idiot.
I can't.
You try being slapped by a bass.
The fish continue to fill the chamber. They are now up to your knees.
So Gilf grabs the rod from whoever has it. Who has it?
I just imagine.
We all have it.
You all have it? Okay.
I want to
grab it and throw it in the pond.
As soon as you reach forward to touch the rod, time slows. There are two around you who appear to be moving at the same speed you are.
Finally, Jesus.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh, you are so slow.
It's just like taking it easy.
Yeah, it's like pretty cool up here. No fish at our ankles because we're on top of a statue, right?
Yeah,
or like, we're like
fine.
Fish aren't hitting us yet?
Not you.
This is the place to be.
Yeah. Right.
Look at Bellegarde. Bellegarde is going to die because of fish.
Wow, there's a lot of fish on him right now.
Man, I wish I could help him. I totally feel like it's in my wheelhouse, but God, being up here is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty dope, guys. Mm. I can hang out here all day long and not think about my dad.
Rhoda's going to go over and climb on the altar and hand Bugfly her axe.
Well, you guys are on opposite sides of the room right now, so you would have to throw your axe to Bugfly, and time is messed up.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Bugfly.
But Rhoda.
Take this. And I toss my axe.
No. Okay.
Roll dexterity at disadvantage.
Ooh.
What? At disadvantage.
Yeah.
I see a 20 right there, so that's...
That was a nat 20, and I rolled an 18.
Oh, very nice.
Wow. I've been known to have dexterous ability.
So you throw the axe, and to Bugfly, it's moving towards her in slow motion.
Oh, you got this, Bugfly.
It's coming closer and closer, moving very slowly.
All right,
roll dexterity to catch it.
Hey, do you guys think this axe is gonna super speed up at the last second?
No way, it's going 15. Super slow.
I don't know, I got a weird feeling about it.
Does she get advantage because it's so slow?
Yeah, you get advantage. That's cool.
No.
No, it's cool. I don't need advantage. Oh. It was a one. It was fine.
Wait, what happened?
No. My first roll was a 15, my second roll was a 1. So
but
I'm
she
obvious.
Has advantage, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the axe comes towards you. You stick your arm out, and you grab it.
Wow! Why do I have this?
Someone throw me something real quick.
Woo!
Someone throw me something.
Here, I'll my toss other Gilf axe. Fish.
Oh, no, not an axe.
No, hold on.
Rhoda throws a second axe towards Gilf.
I was thinking a sponge Gilf? Or something.
Something soft.
16. It's coming straight towards Gilf.
Do I have an advantage or no?
You have advantage as well, yeah. Okay. It's moving very slowly.
With his dex, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. 14.
Oh, that's very good for Gilf. I think that deserves a round of applause. Gilf got a 14.
It didn't fall,
it's really good for Gilf.
Hold on.
Actually Gilf. It was my sweet girl.
You know who never encouraged me?
Stop. You need to stop.
You need to stop.
Wait.
No.
Hold on. As he's going to catch it, can I try to slap it away from him?
What?
Yes,
what?
You can. Roll dexterity.
Rude.
Yeah.
With advantage, because we've established that.
Yep.
Story of my life.
That's nice.
19.
Oh, you jump right in front of Gilf. In an effort to save him, you knock the axe to the ground.
Whoa. Come on, man. You don't need that. We're up on the statue. Everything's chill up here. We don't need weapons.
Man, everyone else got something cool, and I'm just standing here like a dope.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something that your father probably never told you.
Whoa. Hey, how come we got so chill?
You are good enough.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Don't say
you
that.
You are.
Enough. Stop it.
And you know what, Gilf?
Don't you goodwill
you
hunting me right now.
You know what, Gilf?
Don't you goodwill hunting me. Not you, Daryl.
You know what, Gilf?
Meanwhile, fish continue to fill the chamber, and it is up to their shoulders.
I was about to say something important, fish.
Is there a door?
You are laying on the ground covered in fish.
Okay, well,
you cannot see a door.
I would like to try and get up and look for a door.
Roll strength.
Man, not fearing that fish really did you in.
That's going to be a 14.
You stand up, but you're not able to get all the way to your feet, although your head now sticks above the fish.
Okay,
can
are the cats
crawl
okay?
on the altar?
You're on the altar,
yeah,
right?
I am on the altar?
Already? Yeah.
Oh, great. Bugfly, kill me.
What?
What?
No.
What?
What? What? She's
like horribly depressed.
To die.
But I will save you. So I'm going to dive off and into the fish.
You dive into the fish. Do you let go of the rod?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have right. to. Right?
And yep. then there was two.
Yeah, I let go of the rod and I dive in.
All right, roll dexterity.
12.
As you let go of the rod and you jump, you suddenly feel like you can fly. You are flying above the fish for a few seconds, and then you crash and land.
I only see her flying for a few seconds, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to do that. So before she falls, I go and I just jump. Roll for it?
Yeah, dexterity.
Do I see these two jump into the fish?
16.
Daryl lets go of the rod. He jumps into the air. He flies a little bit further than Bugfly.
Nice.
And then crashes yeah. into the fish.
Gilf is just standing there with the rod alone in slow motion. It's like hell.
Beauregard, you see them jump.
I'm
you see clear. Them land
yeah.
close to you as these fish continue to slap around. I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
All right. Going to be a 9.
You continue to get slapped in the face by these fish.
I don't care.
You thought they couldn't hurt you, but they will be your death.
I will accept
for 3
that.
Damage.
I will accept that God. Death if I can get to my friends. I don't care about the fish slaps. I don't care about the pain.
So you're swimming through all yes. the fish fins as they slap your yeah. face, I as will, they slap your chest.
I will take those slaps to defend my friends.
They get an attack of opportunity.
Take it. I will take that attack
no.
of opportunity.
What happened to the cats that were inside of him?
The cats are fighting the fish as well.
Good yeah. cats.
They're doing their best. But they look like they've taken a little bit of damage.
No!
Great!
Okay. You guys love your cats!
Okay. All right.
What's your armor class, Beauregard?
It's like 14. It sucks.
Oh! Once again, you are dealt 5 damage.
Gilf wants to wind up and throw that rod into that pond. That the fish were coming out of.
Oh, cool. All right, yeah. Roll dexterity.
Ah, crap. People are laughing because I have -3 dexterity.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's a 3.
You pick the rod up over your head.
It's
you go to
Gilf.
Throw it towards the pond.
Here
it
I
slips
go.
And falls right in front of you into at least 5, maybe 6 feet. Of pure fish.
Oh no.
Oh no.
It's like the fish moving really slowly just in an area.
Just in a small, you know, what is it, like 20 by 20 foot space, the fish are moving very slowly.
It's okay, Gilf, you're living up to your father's expectations.
Oh god.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Mom.
As I'm trying to get to Rhoda, I put my hands in front of me and I cast Burning Hands to burn the fish. Oh, I don't roll up.
You don't roll. The fish have to dodge. The fish will not be able to dodge anything.
No.
So explain what you're doing.
So I'm like stomping through this. Wait, it's shoulder high on who?
On an average-sized person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
it's tall. It's very tall to you. You're basically treading fish right now.
Great. Yeah, it's up to like my eyebrows and fish. And to create visibility, I just throw my hands in front of me, and I sneeze really hard, and flames come out of my hands.
And a cone of fish become crispy.
Mmm.
Yeah!
More and more fish continue to fill the room!
Okay, I'm gonna look for a door now.
It's fair.
Ooh, a 19.
Nice.
And you're holding on to the rod.
No.
You're in the fish.
Yeah.
I'm imagining I'm on top of it, you know, just
no, well, okay, roll dexterity to see how well you swim fish.
How well do you swim?
How's
fish?
An 8 sound?
It sounds bad.
Okay.
You are covered in fish. You cannot see anything.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to invoke Ensnaring Strike and try to make maybe a bed of possums under me that I can like kind of float to the top with.
I love that. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, so I'll just strike below me But I got. I mean, I can hit, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't miss all of the fish, right?
There's no way. There's so many fish.
Okay, so do I have to roll anything?
No.
I do have to roll?
No.
Oh, okay. Tight. Hell yeah.
So a bunch of golden possum emerge from your hand. They hit the ground and they lift you up above this wide area that is now filled with fish. You look around the room. You're searching for a door. You don't see a door, but what you start to see are the fish. They're forming into some sort of being.
Fuck this.
Some sort of entity. A body rises up from the middle, and then eight fish legs. So their legs, made of a lot of fish, come out of the body, like, and it looks like a fish spider.
No!
This was you guys. This was you.
So what is it? Like, Rhoda is in despair on this altar. No one's coming
to
kill her.
I'm coming to get you.
Well, you're not fast enough. We'll get it done.
Okay, cool.
So, what do I see from the altar around me?
You see a giant fish spider forming in front of your friend, Daryl. You also see many of your friends stuck in this fish pond. This thing that seems so harmless mere minutes ago.
You guys,
it did seem rather harmless.
We're all going to die together.
Wait, what?
What? I'm not dying.
I'm not dying
I'm
today.
I'm not dying today.
Now, Rhoda, today. You still feel like each one of these fish are a potential boyfriend.
At least I'm dying among something that may have loved me.
Wow.
It's a spider what? Fish, guys.
It's a spider wow.
It's a spider fish.
Love comes in all forms.
Rhoda, you need to love yourself.
You love yourself.
I do love myself.
I know, you're great.
You're great.
No,
stop
Matt.
It. You stop it.
No, you stop it.
Quit it. I'm coming to you.
You're so great.
I'm stepping on crunchy fish, and I'm coming to you.
Roll stop, dexterity.
Stop stepping on my boyfriend.
Ooh. God.
I critical failed.
Oh! As you walk over these fish, you start to lose your footing. No. Although you're normally very good at this sort of thing, you notice that you just can't stop slipping around. And as you start to fall, you feel a hand reach down and grab you. No. But it's not a hand that belongs to your friends. No. It's one that belongs to the statue.
Ooh. No, 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 no.
So she's normally very good at stepping on fish. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Yes, she's right. Done it many times in her life.
Look, Bugfly.
No.
Even you have a boyfriend.
No, I don't like it. Don't touch me. Can I look at it? I'm going to, what?
You spin around and you look.
Yeah.
And it is the were-rat.
Oh, God.
Gilf sees the fish spider growing, and he underhand pitches magic missile at it.
Okay. Roll damage.
That's how he does it, okay?
That's how he does it.
Only the showboats use overhand.
Yeah. It's more effective. It's just, it just makes sense.
4, 4, and 2.
Wow.
All right, so that is 10 damage.
10.
Great. I didn't bring a pencil, but I'll document it.
Awesome.
All right.
Wow.
So three missiles emerge from your hand as you overhand toss it.
No,
underhand.
Oh, as you underhand toss it. Yeah. Guys, I know sports.
Nito's Gilf.
I see Gilf do that from my bed of possums. I'm just lounging back. Super chill, like I'm on in a pool or something, and I think about what everyone said about not pulling my weight. I'm like, all right, well, Jesus, I suppose I should help out with this. I take a javelin out and toss it at the statue.
All right, roll the hit.
Oh, cool, critical fail.
Oh no!
Great.
I need you to roll damage.
I'm so glad this is not canon.
We just died.
GPK at the live show? Good idea, Pat.
8 damage.
Oh. You pull the javelin back. You release it, and it flies right into your friend, Bugfly.
Whoa! Oh! Oh! Oh my god.
And she's, who threw that? Did anyone see where that javelin? The fish have javelins!
The fish have javelins?
The fish have javelins!
What?
Oh my god!
And Bugfly, you are unable to move, for you are in the grasp of this statue that looks like a were-rat.
How close am I to her
so
and
Rhoda,
the statue?
Rhoda from the altar sees this and is like, Bugfly's not a kebab! And gets upset and goes to help her.
So do you run straight through the giant fish mass to get there?
Yes.
Fish. All right, roll dexterity.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
7.
You jump off the altar. You start running over the fish. You think you're gonna make it. You know you're gonna make it. And plop. You fall to the floor as fish strike you in the face, dealing you 3 damage.
This makes sense. I don't
they
even know
loved
why
you
I tried.
Once.
Gilf starts thinking about what Darrell had said about the cat peeing undead. And can I do a perception to see if I see the cat anywhere amongst these fish?
Yes.
I still have them both, just cuddled.
Okay, oh, does he have them?
Yeah.
Beligard does have them, yeah.
18, yeah. I want to... Can you sleight a hand a spell?
Describe what you mean and maybe.
I want to do a spell, but I don't want Beligard to hurt me afterwards.
Okay, so I think that's a contested roll against his intelligence to see if he knows that he did it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to cast Chill Touch first.
On Beligard?
No, on the cat.
On the cat?
Oh. Yeah, on the cat. The right. Undead cat. Don't act like you know undead cats. And it's a bad thing. We all seen Pet Sematary. Yeah.
Hey, those pets were misunderstood.
Okay. They were. They were still cute.
It is 11.
Oh, my God.
That would hit a cat.
Intelligence roll is going to be 10 because it's -1.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, sweet, so it hits the cat.
Yeah.
And Beligard has no idea you just murdered the cat in his
don't
hand.
Say it like that.
It's murder. It's dead.
And is there
oh,
a.
Oh, no.
This has happened so many times. No!
Is there any lasting effect after the cat is dead on the room or anything?
You notice that it doesn't seem to be filling up with fish. Quite as quickly.
So it just slowed the fish down a little bit?
So weird.
We'll roll perception.
Redemption and I are having a
20. Critical.
Natural 20?
Natural 20.
Yeah, nat 20.
The fish are flopping around, but they don't seem to be living.
Wait, do we just...
They're dying!
Oh.
Oh, that they were zombies.
Well, hold on. Can we unpack that?
Hold on a second. I rolled a natural 20.
Unpack
can you just say
it.
The
hit
fish
me
are
with
dead?
It. I described that perfectly.
Right on.
Cool.
Where am I in relation to everybody now?
So you are making your way towards Bugfly, right? As Bugfly is being held by the were-rat Breetooth.
Yeah. Am I close?
Yeah, you're pretty close. You're getting there. You also notice it's a lot easier to move.
Okay. Well, can I grapple the were-rat?
Okay. That's going to be strength, contested strength.
18.
Oh, yeah. You wrap your arms around that statue, and you pull it back, but it is very difficult to move.
Sorry.
I see Rhoda grab the statue. And I also leap on the statue to attempt to grapple it as well.
All right, roll dexterity.
14.
You jump up onto the statue's arm. You climb onto its back.
Yeah.
And you and Rhoda are both holding on to this now seemingly motionless statue.
I'm going for the eyes still.
You poke the eyes, and it feels like you're poking cement.
Yeah.
Did you get it, Bugfly? Did you get it?
I think I got it.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Is the spider thing doing anything?
This spider is not forgotten, and it is still...
Yeah, why would we forget the giant spider fish?
It seems lost. Like,
oh, it seems lost.
It's moving around, but without purpose.
It looked drunk to me. I totally disregarded it, too.
Wait, hold on. And I say this very loudly. Hold on. Everything seems like it's kind of okay. Gilf, you killing Bellegarde's cat did a really good thing for us.
No, wait a minute, what?
You murdering his cat in cold blood without any promise that it would work.
What are you talking about?
It was actually a good decision.
I hate everything about you.
I thought that Frost looked familiar. Redemption, go.
Stop looking at my Frost.
I'll just toss Redemption towards Gilf.
The room starts to smell.
It's not Gilf!
These fish.
Was that me?
No, it's these...
Guys.
I'm going to sweep the fish into a corner. Can I do that?
There are so many fish that you try to pile them in the corner, but they keep falling back on top of you.
This is a good idea. You guys, I really want to give all my old boyfriends a nice burial.
We can light them on fire and make it a Viking ceremony.
Yep, that's how the Vikings did it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I'll blow fire all over them.
Yeah!
Okay. So you draw back a giant breath of air. You blow forward, and this big stream of fire comes out of your face, and it hits all of these now seemingly dead fish. They light up. They ignite.
Oh, boy.
And it smells like a fish fry.
Cyril, would you say a few words?
Yeah, I was actually getting ready to do that. That was perfect. We are gathered here today in this weird room to honor all of Rhoda's thousands upon thousands of dead boyfriends.
Thank
who...
you. Yeah.
No one should have to bury their thousands and thousands of dead boyfriends.
Thank you.
And yet here we are. I compiled a series of words for each of the boyfriends.
When did you do this? When were you doing this?
Frank, such a good guy.
Oh my God, I loved him.
Bill, wow, you're a slippery dude. Three, always there with a...
Wait, was his name Three?
Hold on.
The fish didn't have his name.
Rhoda, did you date? Did you date a fish named Three?
Three. He likes ice cream.
Oh.
Three is dead. Please do not disrespect him and his name.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying not to. Sorry.
18 Jones.
That's his name?
He has a number and a last name.
That is his name. His name is 18. Why are we doing this?
I'm sorry,
this is a funeral.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't. It just sounded like a rapper fish or something.
Yeah, it does. I was just thinking
Yeah,
that.
Don't mess 18. With 18 Jones.
18 Jones gonna get you.
Yeah, he's gonna get you.
I used to call him 80.
And as the dungeon rats decide how they're gonna bury each and every individual fish, Bellegarde clears out a small area for them all to sit and eat. End of adventure.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for your suggestions. I tried to work them in the best I could. I think it worked. It was flawless, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, if you guys want to say who you are and who you're playing before we get out of here.
Justine Kruger, Rhoda.
Serena Marie, Bugfly.
Carlos Luna, Gilf.
Alex Colliard, and I was Daryl.
Aram Vartian, and I was Bellegarde.
I'm Pat O'Rourke, I'm the DM, and I totally forgot about Rot.
Oh, you did! That's right, because fuck Rot.
Yeah, you gotta get the last word.
You have to do the last words, right?
As Rot.
I'm the master of the metagame!
Yeah!
And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.